2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17, I think most folks, anybody that's in the Lord, they pretty much know this verse. I'd like to speak to you this morning about the new creature. I think probably that's the gospel, the new creature. I preached this morning the first two services, 1 John chapter 3, verse 1, the love that God's bestowed upon us that we might be called the sons of God. And that's just an incredible thing. And when you talk to people about them being a son of God, they look at you incredulously, like they have no earthly idea what you're speaking of. 2 Corinthians 5:17, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. Now, if you remember the account of, we're told in the Gospels, we're not to put new cloth into an old garment. We're told we're not to put new wine into an old bottle. New wine must always be put into what? A new bottle, right? I can't tell you the number that I've seen in religion that were but new wine in old bottles. It's the way of modern evangelism, and it has been now for hundreds of years. You see, God's way is our text. God's way is all things. All things are become new. The most I've seen, they're the old bottle group. They're still the old bottle. They have this. They have this new wine, but they have it in an old bottle. They have this, I call them the old garment class. They got it. They got the new wine, and they got the new cloth. You remember King Saul in the Old Testament. And the Spirit of God fell on him. Is Saul among the prophets? But he wasn't, because he still had the old garment. He still had the old bottle, you see. Really like maybe perhaps those of Matthew 7. Lord, Lord, do you remember? But he said, I don't know you, you see. They were never converted. I experienced similar in my own testimony, my own walk. I walked 10 years. After I'd received new wine and after I'd received a new cloth, you see. But it wasn't converted. I can't tell you how many have come through our own midst, perhaps some now, and how many I know in just such a state. They've got the new wine, they've got the new garment, but they've got it on an old piece. The vessel's yet old, you see. I call it the some things have become new state. How many you've seen that some things have become, and they take that some things new and they declare that they're in Christ. New garment, new wine, old creature. And the creature's the key. Old creature or new creature? What is it? Are you the old creature? Are you a son of God? And they go through life where some things are become new. When Saul of Tarsus met the Lord, some things didn't become new, if you know the account. When Peter was converted, some things didn't become new. You might say, I thought about this. He went from Saul to Paul, you recall. And he changed the only thing that changed is the S for the P. From S-A-U-L to P-A-U-L, or as I call it, he changed from the S for sometimes to the P for permanent. And it was finished, you see. He became a new creature in Christ Jesus. And millions today believe that because they made profession and they believe in Jesus, that they're such. That they're so-called saved, you see. And yet Jesus himself exhorts us to examine our own selves, whether even be in us. Why would he do that? Why does he say, make your call and election sure? Why does he say, examine your own selves, whether Christ be in you? The fruit of such, all things are become new. What is it? New creature. A new creature in Christ Jesus. You remember the parable of the seeds, the four seeds. It was only the one seed that brought forth. All things became new there. Remember the parable of the talents. And these all examples of some conversion is all things are become new. How would I know that? I've been both an old and a new. I've been an old creature upon this earth. I've been a new creature upon this earth. How would I know anything I preach? You folks hear me. Had a fellow last night, and I was called on to pray, and this fellow come up to me, and he said, boy, that was a beautifully prepared prayer. And I said, well, I didn't prepare this prayer. He said, oh, yeah, I know you must have rehearsed. I said, no, I didn't rehearse it. I don't have to rehearse, speak to my Father. You know, Paul got up off that Damascus road. God never told him to go off to Bible school. He never told Peter that. Never told John or Matthew or Mark. And if you look at this New Testament, if you look at the Old Testament, written by learned men with PhDs? I think not. I don't know of one that had a degree as such. None were seminary graduates. That's what I call, they go off to seminary, they go off to Bible college, they go and join a church, they get ordained a deacon, elder, or even a pastor. But they're yet old creatures, you see. New wine in old bottles, new cloth on old garments. Year after year, they keep sewing it on and pouring it in. To old creatures. Look what we've got. Look at our own lives. Examine your own life. Do you have the peace that passeth all understanding? I'm not talking about there won't be persecution and ill health and such in the flesh. I'm speaking of the peace that passeth all understanding. I'm talking about a new creature in Christ Jesus. I'm talking about all things are become new. There is no partial crucifixion with Christ. Galatians 2:20, I'm crucified with Christ. I'm buried with Christ. I'm risen with Christ. There's no partial there. Look at Romans chapter 8, verse 8 and verse 9. So then they that are in the flesh cannot please God. But you're not in the flesh, but in the Spirit, if so be the Spirit of God dwell in you. Now, if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he's none of his. Look at verse 10. If Christ be in you, if Christ be in you, the body's dead because of sin. How many know, oh, I'm just in the flesh. What? If you're in Christ, it's dead. The body's dead because of sin, but the Spirit is life. Because of righteousness. Part of your body dead? Is just part of it dead? Is just part of it crucified? Are just some things become new? Look closely at Romans chapter 7. very controversial chapter all the time, and not so much to those that are in Christ, but to others perhaps. And verse 25, Paul said, I thank God through Jesus Christ our Lord. So then with the mind I myself serve the law of God, with the flesh, the law of sin. Now, look at verse 18. For I know that in me, that is in my flesh, dwelleth no good thing, for the will is present with me, but how to perform that which is good, I find not. Now you compare that with our text. If any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things pass away, behold, all things have become new. There is no way under the sun that Paul was converted here. I knew these things. I lived these things for 10 years right here, Romans chapter 7. I was yet to be converted, you see. Verse 14 of chapter 7 settled this for me for a long time. Because Paul said, for we know that the law is spiritual, but he said, I'm carnal, sold under sin. That's not a son of God. That's not a redeemed man. That's not a new creature. That's some things become new. Do you see? The whole of chapter 7 and 8 must be taken into account. Old creature or new creature? Everything, listen. You take everything in your life, everything that has to do with you knowing Christ or what you believe or what you think, old creature, new creature. And you did old creature or new creature. Some things new, all things new. I'm not speaking of perfection in this life. I'm talking old creature, new creature. Some things new, all things new. Okay? That first wife, just like in the book of Romans, must die. There can be no other way. That old creature must die. Must. That Damascus road must be met. There is no other way. All things must become new. There is no other way. New creature in Christ Jesus. Folks, I'm preaching the gospel. This is the gospel. What manner of love now is it that we should be called the sons of God? He said, but you're not in the flesh. We just read it. But you're not in the flesh, but in the spirit. If so be, spirit of God dwell in you. If any man have not spirit of Christ, he is none of his. That slays the religionist. That right there separates those. That new wine in an old bottle, that thing breaks. I've watched them. They put that new cloth in the old garment. Now that thing rends, you see. It rends the old garments and destroys the old bottles. That's the gospel, the true gospel. You get that thing in there. That's why they don't preach it. They'd break all the bottles. They'd have a church full of broken bottles and rent garments. It'd be a mess in that place. I know, I've gone in and preached. But there they are, day by day, stuffing it in there, fooling themselves and others about the things of God. The great Jonathan Edwards, at the end of his career, they fired him. Jonathan Edwards, sinners in the hands of an angry God, they fired him because of this gospel right here. Believing that you must be born again, that you must be a new creature in Christ Jesus. Now hear me, you don't become a Greek by moving to Greece. Nor a German by moving to Germany. I tell you what, it's so, just move to China and tell them you're a Chinaman. Okay? Do you see the foolishness of the thing? I had a man tell me the other day, a few days ago, he said, I was telling him the DNA says now, I started out a Greek and now I'm a German with the DNA, whatever all that means. But he said, I can tell you a German just by looking at you. Well, I don't know about that. I can't sprechen Sie. Nein. I don't know anything about it, you see, whatever it is. But in Christ, you better know something about it. There better be something there. It better be new wine and a new bottle and new garment. New garment. Now, if you think that race mixing doesn't fall into this category of the new cloth on an old garment, then you don't understand life and you don't understand this message. Not very popular, is it? It wasn't the lineage of Moses' son became the royal priesthood, but Aaron's. It's not those who've made profession and been baptized, nor those who studied at the seminary. The redeemed are those who shall inherit the kingdom of God, those born again of the Spirit of God, those in Christ that have become new creatures. New wine, new bottle, new piece of cloth, new garment. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, old things are passed away, and behold, all things are become new. Those in whom all things have become new. It's real simple, folks. Old creature, new creature. The love that God bestowed upon us that we should be called the sons of God. Amen. New creature.